First of all, I think that we ought to introduce Mr. Mike Brennan, who is with us. He's the editor of MI Tech News. And Mike, we have a mystery guest in studio here with us.
Boy, who might that be?
How you doing, partner? How are you?
Oh, hey, that mystery guest.
Yeah.
I recognize that voice.
Yeah, well, we had someone from Lawrence Tech on in the last hour, so I figured I'd stick around and give you a hard time.
Oh, perfect.
Mike and Matt Rausch together also do a podcast called M Squared TechCast, and that is on the Podcast Detroit Network. And Mike, I thought that we should have Matt stick around a little bit while you give us some of the headlines of what you've got this week on the Michigan MI Tech News. First one up there, this is kind of samples of the headlines you've been covering. Hacktivists Anonymous are declaring Trumpageddon on candidate Donald.
Yeah, they don't like him very much. Mostly because of what he's been saying. They're a pretty liberal group, and he doesn't espouse liberal ideas. So there's a disconnect there. So they've actually attacked him in the previous times using a distributed denial of service attack.
Right.
That's where everybody hits the website really rapidly and brings the site down. But now what they want to do is dig into his finances and post all that naughty little stuff he's probably done from one time to another. You know, anything to derail his attempt to be president.
Right. That's a headline. Another one I saw, and this came from Grand Rapids for the folks out on the southwest side of the state. Keith Brophy has some tech predictions about self-driving cars transforming our highways.
Yeah, Keith's been doing this for about 15 years. He's a serial entrepreneur. Now he's the president of the Michigan Small Business and Development Center. But so AIM West is where he's been doing this. He comes up with these innovative things every year. He had 10 different trends that he liked pointed out. But the one that caught my attention and I thought would catch most readers' attention is he sees the day when all these connected autonomous cars are moving as a pack down the road and you and I are sleeping or playing cribbage or something in the back, and they're just running everything. And the other thing he sees happening is that because the services like Uber and what Google and Lyft are trying to do, that the car ownership, instead of being you and me owning a vehicle, we'll just, you know, when we need one, we'll call Uber,
right.
Google, Lyft, and they'll all connect together.
Mike, though, don't they all already have something like that, and it's called a car rental company? I mean, I guess I don't see what the innovation is here.
Innovation is that you wouldn't be driving. Driving. And then, that's the big thing. Is
according to my wife, I don't drive now, so call it driving. So.
The studies that I've seen show that 90% of accidents are human error. So they think that if they can get these cars all talking to each other and working together, that will eliminate 90% of the accidents.
I noticed that you have one of your other, maybe the last headline to talk about. It's kind of interesting. It's an international one. The 7th India Business Conference is taking place near the end of March at U of M.
Yeah, at U of M's Ross School of Business, March 25th and 26th.
Oh, Gary knows about that.
Yes, they're bringing in if you look at the speaker list, you've got a former Minister of Finance for the Government of India, a former External Affairs Minister, some really heavyweights coming in. And if you want to learn how to do business with, Southeast Asia Indians, how to work back and forth that way, this is a great conference. It doesn't cost very much money. In fact, it's free for U of M students and staff and $15 for folks like us that are alumni. Now, Matt can't say that. He's a Michigan State fan. And then $30
we let him
for
in
the general
anyway.
Public. I had to get that in, you know. So.
Speaking of Matt, now, Matt, you and Mike for many years were competitors in this field of gathering information on technology.
Sure.
And now are collaborating together. That's why we call it the M Squared TechCast when you do that podcast together.
Yep.
This is something that is just blooming, isn't it, in Michigan, this whole technology field and the information about what's going on?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's and what's interesting is that we've found a way to leverage our expertise in the automotive industry and combine it with technology with all this stuff about connected and autonomous vehicles. There is just explosive growth. They just announced a CEO and a board last week for this new autonomous vehicle research center that they're going to turn the old Willow Run Airport into.
Oh, that's
330 acres, I guess. Something like
that. Yeah, Mike, I think you had an article on that in MI Tech News.
That would be Matt's article, yes. We posted that to my website. So picked that up, and I think it's wonderful. It'll go really nicely with M City on the north side of town.
Well, and that's sort of how they're envisioning this working, is that the real theoretical stuff, early proof of concept, will take place at M City, which is a smaller facility, and then once it's getting ready closer to market, it'll move to the Willow Run site, which is a larger site with a more diverse array of test facilities for autonomous cars.
You two guys are ganging up on us in a sense of getting some great news together. Both, as you can hear, they collaborate. For years they competed, and now they're collaborating, and you get the best of that with MI Tech News. And simply go to mitechnews.com to subscribe to a weekly dose of the headlines like this. But, Mike, you also have on Wednesdays, you're putting out a broadcast, or I should say you're putting out a package
For all the podcasts, including yours, right, including the Internet Advisor and Diva Tech Talk and IT and the D, our benefactors at the studio in Ferndale. I mean, they're up to 43 shows now. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's just a wonderful product. And ours is on Mondays from 3 to 4 live, and then you can get it on demand afterwards. And of course, we promote it from the website, and Matt promotes it, and
so, folks,
good thing.
When you sign up at mitechnews.com or go to our internetadvisor.net and our show notes, you'll also see Mike's smiling face in there. You can sign up there as well. We have a subscribe now button. It costs you absolutely nothing, and you get all these headlines about technology and entrepreneurship in the state of Michigan and a lot of these other resources that Matt and Mike put together. Matt, thanks so much for being with us again here on the show.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
And Mike, we'll see you again next week.
Absolutely.
Bye.